Welcome back. We trust you are getting blessed with the discussion today. I have my own books so full of a lot of things the pastor has said. We thank God for the fountain of knowledge he has opened unto us. It's bright in this last generation, last age. Sir, I have been so blessed today. It's like we can write a book, volumes of books from the things you've said. And may God increase that grace. There's something I've observed about you, sir. Most times, in fact, all the time, you keep emphasizing divine agenda. Divine agenda. You've preached countless of sermons with that topic. The divine agenda, divine timetable. What is it, or why do you keep emphasizing that?
Because that determines your... That determines your focus. That determines your understanding. When Christ... understanding of salvation. There are many people that, you see me, I'm very passionate over it because,
yes, sir.
I have met Christians, people who believe they are Christians. And like Apostle Paul will say in Romans, we read it earlier today, Romans chapter 10.
Yes, sir.
That they have a zeal.
Well, not according to knowledge. Romans 10 verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
You see, not according to knowledge. And this scripture is fulfilled again in Christendom. There are many people that are going to church, no knowledge. People that are serving Christ and they don't even know him. They don't even know who he is, how he looks like. And if our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Christ,
amen,
then if we ever get that revelation, Christianity will be better than it is now. You see, because we now have a focus.
Yes, sir.
We want to be like Jesus. You know, I am passionate over this because I have Christian friends. I have them. When you meet with them, you see a glory. For instance, today I was watching one of the TV channels and a woman was worshiping God with highly inspirational song. I was sitting down and it was moving me sitting down there. Worshiping God. And she was saying things like admonishing the listeners that whatever you do is say, show forth the works of God. In your office, show forth the works of God. In your business, show forth the works of God in your life. Because William Branham says, the life we live, speak the gospel. In fact, he said, leave me the gospel and don't preach me. Let your life preach to me.
Amen.
Because truly, your life preaches the gospel better than what you say. So by looking at you alone, somebody with the way you live your life alone, please, I want to follow you to your church. I want to serve your God. But this lady, for instance, see the inspirational song she was singing. I'm telling everybody whatever. Now. But see her dress. She wore this Indian this thing, and cover everywhere with her ring and painted her face. And then put those nails, extra nails, and painted them. Yet with a beautiful voice. Now that's a contradiction. But she has a pastor. She has that has given her understanding that that is the law of Christ. That is grace. That she's a daughter of God. And I turned and I turned and I looked at my wife. I said, the mystery of salvation is great. And I told her, I said, this is one danger that many of us who are gifted, we are faced with. Do you notice as long as Samson could shake his head, all he needed was shake his head, the power will flow.
Amen.
His power had nothing to do with fornication. The fornication, I mean to say, did not affect the power. You could sleep with women anyhow, wake up the next day, like you told us an example. I think you used the same thing on Sunday. So that these things, anointing is deceiving us, that you fall under anointing, then you would think. But the mystery about it is that you see yourself living that type of life, the anointing is flowing. Mm. Somebody was telling me that in a beer parlor, somebody was drinking beer and started giving revelation. In a beer parlor, not even in his house. Mm. So it would look as if, you know, it is sanctuary. So I told my wife, I said, you see, a sister came to the church and has a husband that was complete unbeliever, drank too much and fornicated, especially alcohol. His all was just alcohol. He would drink and then, of course, you know, they are twins, alcohol and womanizing. And she was complaining. So when she was able to convince him to follow her to the church one day, and I preached a message, very powerful message, I made altar call, and people came to the altar. The woman was telling me the next week she came to see me. She said that when they got home that day, she said, she told her husband, "Say, you mean all this in pastor preach? Didn't touch you. You were not for altar call. You were not at the altar." And he told her, he said, "What will I come to the altar call for?" He said, "All the things the pastor preached, did he mention my case? Did he mention about my own sin, the thing I do? Did he mention it?" He said, "You are the one troubling yourself. Even God is not bothered about you." Can you see? He said, "The prophets that prophesied, I think they were seeing vision. Why didn't they see me?" You see now? So you would think because the grace is still flowing, you are still right with God. Now that is the mystery. And when we see such people, we are bothered. See zeal, but not with knowledge. They have forgotten that the criteria to make the rapture is not the anointing. Even the criteria to go in the rapture is not the work of God. Oh, I wish I had time to expand on that. The criteria to walk with God is being in his righteousness. Now, but this is so deep and dangerously not revealed to all. Now, Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you read it from verse 7, what did he call it?
"But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery."
You see?
"Even the hidden wisdom,
you see,
which God ordained before the world unto our glory."
Yes.
"Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of
God." Now, why did they not know it? Then you'll understand. Go to Matthew 13. He kept speaking in parables. He kept speaking in parables.
Yes, sir.
He will go out. This is very interesting. When we say salvation is not for all,
amen,
then you will now see that you can understand it, you know, that this mystery is really deep. That's why I talk of divine agenda. Nothing is by accident before God. He's the one that wrote the script, and he's the one bringing the characters, fulfilling them, and he's the one doing it. Now, if you go to, after he spoke the parable of the sowers, by the time you come to verse 10, what did he say? Verse 10 and verse 11.
"And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said
unto them." Why are you speaking unto them? Until today, he's still speaking unto them.
In parables.
In parables.
"He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto
you that I have called my disciples
to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven."
To know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
"But to them it is not given."
To them out there it is not given, but to you it is given. Go to Mark chapter 4. It's a continuation of that narration, but Mark went further in verse 33 and verse 34.
33, 34.
Yes.
"And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone,"
with the disciples now,
"he expounded all things to his disciples."
So there are things the disciples will know that those other people there will never know. It's still not a mystery.
Amen.
That's why he was speaking to them in parables. He says, "So that seeing they will see."
They will not understand.
They will not understand. Hearing they will hear. They will not. Now, why will he do that? It's a mystery.
Amen.
Now, if you go to that same parable 13, chapter 13.
Matthew 13, yes, yes, sir.
Matthew 13, I mean. Now, after he spoke a deeper parable in verse 33.
another parable spake unto them.
Yes.
The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened.
Now you see, he spoke another parable. Then in verse 34 now.
All this listen. Spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables.
In parables.
And without the parable, spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled.
That it might be fulfilled. So it's already planned. It's prophesied. What did he say?
Which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables.
So it's God doing it.
I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
Now listen. He will do what?
I will open my mouth in parables.
And he will do what?
Utter things kept secret from the foundation
kept
of the world.
He said he will say it. He will utter things kept secret. He will utter things kept secret.
Hmm.
Then you will now understand Mark chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 21. Read it up to verse 25.
And he said unto them.
It's a parable of the lamb. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, the Bible tells us Jesus is the light.
Hmm.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
John say he's not the light, but he has come to bear witness of the light.
The light.
What does light do? Shows you the way. Go on now, from verse 21 to 25.
And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel?
Now listen. Listen to what he's saying. Is a candle, what does candle do?
Lights.
Now, that candle is him. Read on.
And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel?
Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel?
Or under a bed? And not to be set on a candlestick?
Is it not supposed to be set on a candlestick? Go yes, on.
For there is nothing hid, which shall not be manifested.
Can you see? Nothing will be hidden. He will reveal these secrets.
Neither was anything kept secret.
Now, I used to think that this scripture is talking about secret sins that will be made manifest. No, that's not the meaning here. He said,
neither was anything.
No, read it again. Read it again.
For there's nothing hid which shall not be manifested.
Things that we are hidden from the foundation of the world will be made manifest. Go ahead.
Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad.
But it will be manifested. It will come abroad.
If any man have ears to hear, let him hear.
Now, listen now. So he's talking about hearing now. He's talking about hearing. If any man now has ear to hear, let him hear. After every parable, he will say, he that has ear to hear, let him hear. Go on.
And he said unto them,
yes,
take heed what ye hear.
Now, you see now. Now, what did he say? He said
take
what?
Take heed what ye hear.
Now, what does he mean to take heed? He's not telling you to be careful what you hear. It's to, you know, take heed, obey it, act on it, what you hear. Take heed. Respond to it, obey it, act what you hear. Go on.
With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you.
Now, listen now. Please keep this scripture very well. It says, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. Remember that this measure, finish reading it.
And unto you that shall hear, shall more be given.
Now, so the measure that you met is the heart, the ability, your response, how you yield yourself. That is how you will receive. If you block yourself, he will wait there. If you open yourself to know, to hear from him, more begin. Please, let's read that scripture again.
And he said unto them, take it what ye hear.
Yes.
With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you.
It is as you open yourself, that is the abundance that will be measured to you.
And unto you that hear, shall more be given.
You see, now, if you now open up yourself to hear, more will be given to you. Verse 25.
For he that hath, to him shall be given.
You see?
And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that.
Even the one that you have. Totally, you've not been, you know. So, you see, that is why we have a program like this.
Hallelujah.
Take heed what you hear. This rapture will soon strike. So that you'll not be among those to weep and gnash your teeth.
Amen.
After what we are telling you, it is the end time message.
Wow.
And it is as you open your heart, if you say, no more revelation since William Branham, no more revelation, then he will end there. It is as you open up yourself, that is how he'll be giving you more and more, more and more, more and more. For the word
the path of the
just. The path of the just is as a shining light.
It's shining more and more unto the perfect day.
And that perfect day
is the ongoing day.
The ongoing day.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless
you. Well, we still have so many things to ask the pastor on this same topic, the choosing of the bride. So we'll continue same time, same station next week, the Bride TV. A big thank you to our sponsors of Bride TV. We love to always appreciate you, but because of you, the light of God's word is shining around the world. Thank you very much. God bless you. And thank you to our pastor who has made that time to be with us today. We pray that the Lord will increase his grace upon you. And if you've learned so much on Rapture Watch or you have any questions, please call us on Ask the Pastor Monday night.
So what are we expecting?
Pardon?
The next?
Yes, we'll continue with the choosing of the bride.
Okay.
We'll continue with the same topic. There are still some things to ask the pastor. Please do not miss it.
Okay.
The Lord bless you. Till we meet again. Shalom.